Let's see. You want to ask a question, Roxy?
Hey, I...
Hello, Sugar Love.
Hello, Super Sugar Love. Reading again into the houses, I was wondering how did the houses really came to be from the Jewish diaspora, because the French and the British claim they really come from this Messalina, this shape shifter, and King Raymond. So I was wondering how did the tribes went to Europe, and how did they really create all these different royal houses?
You're referring to Raymond III? Or Raymond IV? Toulouse? You're going for Toulouse? Or are you with Alfonso VI of Lyon?
Raymond, the husband of Messalina. I'm not sure which one is that.
Well, his third wife was Elvira.
Did Messalina really existed?
Well, but she was sleeping with Baldwin V.
Because she constructed the first royal castle in France. And from that castle, only one tower is still standing.
Yes.
Many of the castles made by Frank stand on top of older castles.
As referenced to the Battle of Hattin. And the Battle of Crescent. This is going to get all the way up to Tyre, Bob likes that. They can go all through the hills of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. It's all good.
Okay.
Now we're bouncing because you weren't together. When you're together, we're focused. But when you lay us out and just go dot and Floston Paradise, you're going to get all of Floston. And that's okay, just so you know that's what happens. So you're going to have to go back and pinpoint this, because if Alfonso the Sixth of Leon is the one you're referring to, that would be how you got the illegitimate daughter of King Alfonso.
And who was she?
Margrave of Provence.
If there is no linear time, that's why maybe I'm not together, because I don't think anymore about linear history.
Well, it's not linear. So Raymond IV of Toulouse was married three times, twice excommunicated for marrying with forbidden degrees. You got Bertrand, Roger the First of Sicily, and then Elvira was the third. Their son was Alfonso Jordan, which is the aide to King Baldwin the First of Jerusalem, which then landed into what you know as the Raymond of Algiers. Well, see, we're running you through it, because it comes back to Leopold. We know. We already know. We know you know. It comes back to Leopold. Okay, good. Leopold I. Congratulations. You win the prize. Give her a pixie doll, Bob. So now bring it back to the houses, because you've laid it out. Now, just like your circles and you're trying to make the lotus flower bloom, you have to connect the dots.
What would be the relationship with the Fourth Crusade, in which they took all the relics and the treasures?
They had to collect it for Bob.
The castle. The Basilica of 12 Apostles.
Now you're going to go to the Byzantine Empire. That's where you're going to go, and we like that, because that's where it all goes back to.
Yes, because the Venetian Black Nobility...
Well, but it's not so noble. It wasn't so noble then. The Byzantines, they were more craftier than that. And you had that, and then dealing with the Syro-Phoenicians. So Pope Urban II, you can't get that kind of a fight. But now that's your North Crusades. That's Pope Urban II, right?
Right. So some of the houses come from Phoenicia.
Well, they all connect through Mont Blanc. in your damn Germany.
Yes. And what about these saint families, like Saint Germain,
oh,
Saint Martin?
Yeah, you're talking about the fall of Constantinople.
So where do they...
Elizabeth the First.
For example, Saint Germain. And what do they have these saints in their names?
They are godlike, but not godly.
So this saint is like a marker of some ascended ones.
Okay. So a saint would then be a person acknowledged as holy or virtuous and typically regarded as being in heaven after death, after canonization. So you should look up a canon to canonize something. Because, see, that's where they messed up when they closed the canon, the Council of Nicaea in 25. They were undoing things. No, it wasn't 325, Bob. We thought about this 100 years ago. That's why the 100 Years' War was so long.
What gives the popes the power, for example, in the Crusades against the Cathars? The Pope said the ones that conquer the Cathars get their lands and to divide the earth between Portugal and Spain, or to say who is the king. Why was this authority recognized by the other people with the bloodline?
Because if you didn't, they'd blow your fucking head off.
But do they have, like, a power object or something that made them that powerful?
Well, yeah, they'd blow your head off, yes. You only have to blow a few of their heads off. Vlad the Impaler wasn't such a bad dude, but when you walked up to his house, he had thousands of people's heads stuck on sticks. You only have to do that so long till you realize that people's heads are getting stuck on sticks. So he ain't playing.
He became a vampire, expulsing the Muslims from Europe. So what's the real division between the Christians and the Muslims that still this fight goes on?
The Ottoman Empire. That's the connection.
Is there a physiological reason besides the ideological? Like some type of genetic thing? Or why does this war is lasting so long?
Deft China. Delft China.
Reading into the houses, I was reading about Marquis Alexandre Saint-Yves. He talks a lot about the Ascended Masters of the East and the underground cities and Shambhala and Ugart and all these places, all these things. Is there some truth in what he's saying? Is related to the castles and the connection with what they thought were these places?
Looking for the stone that was hewn out the mountain. Looking for the stone. Yes. Isom Lee. Remember Isom Lee? That's what it was, a boot.
Roxy, what's the name of the writer? You just said Alexander somebody?
Le Marquis Alexandre Saint-Yves Alvader. He was read a lot by the Martinists.
Oh, okay. Martinists, right. Saint Martin. Yes.
And he also made this theory about synarchy.
He made a theory about what?
The synarchist. He's the
synarchist.
One
that, he came up with the theory?
Yeah.
Does LaRouche write about him? Probably does.
I suppose, yes.
Did your grandfather have his books?
Yes.
Okay, ask Ian about him.
What is all these underground cities or the hollow earth talk about? Is that like the porn of the connection with other dimensions, or is the earth really like that? Because you have talked about these really deep places in the ocean.
Yes, I'm looking for the stone that was hewn out the mountain. Lord, I'm looking for the stone that came rolling down from Babylon. I'm looking for the stone that was hewn out of the mountain, tearing down the kingdom of this world.
Because then they connect with the Chinese, like St. Stephen, St. Germain.
No, they connect with the mountain, the mountain, the mountain.
That's in China.
Yes, but when St. Germain made the Nisara contracts, he gave everything to the Chinese people.
No, that's not the case.
What happened that, for example, after the big wars, the houses lost their power and the divine right to rule was given not to a person or a house, but to like a country like America, and now it's moving to China. What happened with the divine right to rule that it was then given?
It's not tearing down the kingdoms of this world.
Including the mountain, Ion?
It was hewn out of the mountain, Bob, so it likely survived.
How did the system of castles, for example, connect with the pyramids and with the mountain?
Half of a dodecahedron squared. There's a square, a plus, a minus, a grid. That's the connection.
You say some things last forever and some things fall apart. What is in things that last forever that last forever? What is keeping them eternal?
Daniel.
You mean the whole book of Daniel?
The person Daniel, that's what she's asking.
Daniel, the guy who analyzed the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar, that Daniel?
Yes.
So he's connected to what were you just asking about, Roxy?
The cousins and the pyramids.
Right, that Daniel.
Dad hugs the Babylon. That you've got to get Daniel into Babylon.
What is with these Babylonian builders?
That's the secret that Bob can't. That's the secret that no, nice try, darling. See, we are easily seduced by Bob, but not you.
Try another route.
It's fun because you're trying to connect it, like pulling it through. It doesn't pull, you'll rip it, and that's what you don't want to do. And the fabric of taste, space-time, continuums, which is holding on by a thread because it's all but gone now. Now you're starting to see for the first time how the world's ebb and wane, wax and wane, like your moon. How does your moon fall into these different percentages and placements that are so precise and so specific? And you can gauge them a million years in advance and a million years back. You can tell what the moon phase was, but you can't keep up with what you call time. It's always changing, always shifting. So how would you set a calendar for a million years from now when you don't even know what is going to be next leap year?
Yes, and it's amazing because in many levels, so at the personal level and with things you were saying at the beginning about Saint Germain and China and all, this week I was reading some articles by LaRouche and some McLuhan, like Take Today, and they all talk about China and some people that, for example, some memes like the Invisible Hand and the Synarchist, and it's amazing how these things start to connect. So I can sort of see some logical progression of the revelations that you are given in a way that is not linear, like a history. So that's why I find it so amazing that you can transmit that. That is not the history we think it is.
Is this like chocolate peanut butter cheesecake? Yeah, to have the mozzarella cheese, 1½ cups of sugar, a cup of heavy or full made peanut butter, 5 eggs at room temperature, 3/4 a cup of sour cream, 2 tablespoons of freshly squeezed lemon juice. Key lime is okay, but lemon, or maybe a Meyer lemon, but maybe. And then a cup of 70% cacao, semi-sweet chocolate chips.
And another person that attracted my attention this week was Victoria Colonna. Could you tell us more, what was his role with all this group of people in La Loire? Because she seems to be more related to the Habsburgs, the husband.
Yes, she is.
The one that
she is. But you realize there's a whole lot of ins and outs stuff goes on with this, so you're never going to get a clear, straight line. You're trying to, but you're never going to do it because they wax and wane inside and of themselves. It's like powdered sugar. You can't keep it in the sieve.
And she was a very good friend of Margarita de Navarra, and they were both sort of what we will say, feminist and Protestants. What was this thing about changing religion? They becoming Protestants.
Okay.
You're asking, what is the significance of them changing their religion from Catholic to Protestant?
They had to keep their head, and that's how they did it.
It was practical.
Well, sure, Bob. Why else would you? The only reason you had the Holy Roman thing was it had holes in it, and the Romans and the fall of Babylon and blah, 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 blah. That had to make something, and then that what they made obfuscated it. And then they built roads, and they blew the roads up, and they liked it, and they didn't like it, and they wanted it. Then that's the meat cake, and Marie Antoinette ran around with everybody who'd be still, and Leopold II got jiggy, and Queen Mom did all of it and ran it back through and ended up with the very best of Stonehenge, and the European Union fell. Okay, next. Who's next?
Did it seem that Martin Luther and the Calvinists and the Protestants and Huguenots were going to be more powerful than the Vatican, so people jumped ship?
No, they became an excuse to get out from under the tyranny of not God, but of the Pope. The Pope became more valuable than God. So when that happened, it was a great example of becoming God, but you didn't have any power. So now we have authority versus power. You know about that, Bob.
Yes, I know a lot about that, Ion. I did my PhD in university on it.
Well,
they flunked
me. The whole environment. That was your PhD.
Yes, the whole environment.
Hologram.
They have not returned my thesis. They flunked me but wouldn't give it back to me.
Well, it happens. I told
okay,
you,
so let's,
if you go back in at the coach house, you'd come home with something very nasty, and there you got it. Good.
Okay.
But what is the power of Babylon that, for example, you say, is it related to Deutsche Bank, for example, to Berlin, and they have the Pergamon, and it's like a
what is the
tradition
power?
That, yes, it's still...
They're building a building to heaven. They're still trying to do it in Dubai right now. If Bob gives them any more damn money, they might succeed.
Okay. Because of the idea that LaRouche said the synarchists sort of promote false science, I was reading into Helmholtz, the perception of sound, and he got to the conclusion that we don't really understand how we translate the outside kingdom into the inside kingdom, because it's not only physics, there are more aspects that he called psychological and cultural. But how do we really translate, for example, sound in our brain? How can we perceive it?
By decibels. By decibels of reverberation.
Because these frequencies are so important into the dialogue we have with our words and the outside, the translation of the outside in the inside.
Well, see, people have issue trying to catch your words because you're very precise and specific. They want to get your meaning because it's very dynamic and prolific. Now, we get it, and we kind of roll right with it. So we soften the ability of getting you because we get it so fluidly. That example of reverberation captured or recaptured or reverb, that's what Bob used to call it. He would listen to those ridiculous people that thought they were playing music. It was terrible and sad and pitiful and all those things, but ridiculous in either way.
I could dance to anything. I could dance to anything.
For God's saying it's the truth. It's like a dirge and the monks dying, you know, people being liquefied in a Vitamita Vegemin commercial. It's troglodyte. Our little troglodyte. That's Bob. That's good.
But,
that's good in a bain marie.
So let's bring Chad in. What do you have to say about this or anything else, Chad?
Well,
yes,
with regard to the cast,
something related to that.
Oh, just a minute, Chad. One more point.
Yes, sorry. Because, for example, the Coral Castle, they say they use sound for the construction. That's where I'm asking.
To prove
about
it, they had to prove it because certain sounds would make walls fall.
But also, sound can levitate things, and it's supposed to be used for constructing things like the pyramids and other buildings that have these very heavy stones. They say that there was no technology to do that, but they did it.
Well, ask Ian if they did it.
So how did these megaliths and big blocks of stone were moved and put into place in amazing ways like in Peru or in Mexico or in Egypt?
Well, don't you remember the three pigs and the wolf came and he huffed and he puffed and he blew their house down? That's how he did it, with vibration.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Chad.
I was going to say, it sounds like Roxy's connecting the castles. It's like she's looking at the castles from the outside and is probing to find out, like, what's inside. And I'm on the inside of the castles, and I don't know what the castles look like from the outside. Because I've been to them, but I wouldn't know one castle from another because I've only seen from the inside. Is that accurate, Ion?
Yeah, see, Bob, this is funny. Bob can't play you that because we kind of defiled it a little bit so it couldn't get out. But anyway, we told Bob this the other day. It's great fun. It's like an echo, isn't it, Bob?
Yep. It's all laid out there, right there in my archives.
It's fun to be related. And it's fun for Bob because, if he can clean that one up, he's a better man than you all, but he already is, so I guess that's all right.
So the, what's that?
I don't know what the hell. I know what I'm referring to, but I don't know what it would refer to you, so you can.
No, they answered my question. I said, I was like, am I seeing the castles from the inside but don't see the outside? And Roxy's vice versa. And Ion said that they said that very same thing to you recently. So the answer is like they answered yes.
No, they talked about your relationship to the castles. What's interesting, they tell Roxy not to go near the castle Chambord. In some way, Chad, you went near the castles and had the same fate as Roxy. Is there a difference there? We didn't warn Chad in time, Ion, or he's okay in them?
You can't. Were you nuts? We told him to quit his job, walk away from everything he'd ever known, dear, and loved, and said, forget about it. And the little shit got in his little nothingness and walked through a tree and we. And then that's how it happens. So you're going to think he's going to have regard for what the outcomes, however predicated, are in this, as Carolyn would say, the glib, cliched archetype that are the days of his life? So, no.
Well, he got back, and you're saying that Roxy wouldn't get back.
She would not. She'd be too busy looking at the architecture.
But if she listens, well, she already has, but from listening to my session from 2009, March, was it June 2009, about the castle, would that give her some clues that would allow her to get back?
No.
No. No, because you're different. You're different. Your tuner is different. Her tuner is different than yours. But it would be fine, and she'd get a lot out of it, but it's not about that.
So everybody has their own way of navigating these different castles, is that it?
No, they don't. Few do. Some do.
Yes, I see, for example, some, as you say, I look into the styles and the architecture and the symbols and all this. And I see there is some unity in the style. They're all made with the white stone. That was.
Is she seeing the same symbols that I gave you?
Hand, no, she's not.
The symbols have no conceptual meaning, Roxy. They're for how to get back. So you would get lost at looking at the symbols, looking for conceptual ideas in it, and miss their function.
Yeah, the symbols that Ion gave me, Roxy, they're like the phonetic alphabet. They have no intrinsic meaning.
I think I can see them.
The gateway keys to the kingdom.
Like some geometrical forms I can see.
Janine, did y'all get that? That was fun, wasn't it?
The gateway and keys to the kingdom? Is that what you said, Ion?
Nope.
Well, I heard keys to the kingdom, something that sounded like gateway.
Yeah, the gateway.
I had this type of dreams where I'm in some types of tunnels. And I get out by looking at something.
Yeah, that would be it. But let Chad ask some questions here. Chad, you want to go with some other topics?
I would like to add something, just one thing. There is a piece of furniture. It's like a secret cabinet where they claim Catherine de' Medici had their poisons. I think there is more to this secret cabinet.
Well, ask if there is. Ask if there is.
Yes, it has like 8 secret compartments.
Ask what it is about. We don't need any description.
What is that about, this
La Boule
cabinet?
La Boule.
And there is also a glass that looks like DNA.
La Leak.
Is that a person, Ion?
No, it's a
artisan.
It's a type of artifact?
Crystal.
That was owned by Frank the First before Lalique.
That's
so
right.
That was retrieved by Frank.
That's right.
From the future.
That's okay. The Vanderbilts ended up with Louis Vuitton, so it's all right, darling.
Okay, Roxy, that's enough. We got to let Chad go ahead wherever he wants to go. Go.
Matthew 16:19, number one.
Sorry, is that an answer for me before I ask my question?
Yeah.
So you've mentioned that this is the third time around and you are going to drive my life for me now instead of me trying it and hitting walls.
Well,
so
you try to knock down everything you can run up against and go, you run,
yeah,
and go splat, and then you turn around the other way and you go splat. And it's all right with me, but damn, can't we do something a little better?
Okay. Yeah, well, let's do something a little better. We've talked about some different technology things over the years, and I've started some of them but not finished them.
You've got beta base on your mind, and it's ridiculous. You can't see
beta base.
No one sees in beta anymore, Jeff.
Oh, like Betamax?
Yes.
Okay, so the next thing is to select a project to put the emphasis on, rather than jumping around from one to the other. And since you're driving, I'd like you to point to the project that I should be working on.
Lincoln Park,
like the band, or like President Lincoln?
Do both of them. Since you're in the hunting party, try the music part as well. Keys to the kingdom.
Since we've had such a wonderful vacation down in the southern U.S. and then coming to Canada has been pretty bland.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
Isn't it fun? It's jumping, isn't it?
It really is. People are wonderful down there. And it seems a bit like gloomy up here. And I know you told me a few years ago to start preparing to get out of Canada. Would this be a good opportunity?
We don't know what the hell you're doing there now, unless you're just there for the cheap money. I mean, you're going to have to come back down south and buy some liquor so you can buy something of value.
the Canadian citizenship is a bit of an issue because it only allows 6 months a year in the U.S. Is there a solution for that?
Bob, he really isn't asking us questions about citizenship. Really, is he?
No, no, he's dumbfounded. So, Chad, what was this about Linkin Park? Go into that.
Ion said, in terms of which project to focus on, Linkin Park, it's like Linkin Park the band or Lincoln as in Abraham Lincoln. They said look into both. And then they said look at the musical side. So if we look at the musical side, Ion, are you indicating a project that has a lot to do with musical tones and frequencies?
I give you what you came for. This is not the same, though. Got a different method, and I still can bring the pain. So, y'all stuck in the same flow. I got that insane flow. High as y'all can get, but you're never really in my range, though. Yes, I'm half Angelo, half fried panko, all prime time rhymer. Let the bass bang low. All you fucking lames go. Aiming at my name, no. Careful what you shoot, because you might hit what you aim for. Careful what you shoot, because you might hit what you aim for. No control, no surprise. Toss the keys to the kingdom down that hole in my eye.
So that's the Keys of the Kingdom reference. That's pretty cool how that's come full circle since I started talking on this call.
Bang, 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 we got you there, honey, sugar love. You're going to figure it out. But now go back to the other Lincoln. The other Lincoln was a bashfully ridiculous Mary Todd having cunnilingus with some fairy tale jabberwocky looking for somebody to tell tales from the great beyond, and he's trying to keep his sanity about him, just trying to get the world together, and Mary Tart's around trying to talk to dead people, for God's sake. So it was a white knuckle flight for him as well. So now you come back full circle and come back to connecting the dots, lost in paradise, then you get to know what you're referring to in your project at hand. So you think it'd be a good idea to start the new Tower of Babel? Probably not. Do you think? They tried it, although you have good technology now. Oh, wait, you find planets. Oh, wait, you find that all the science is wrong. Oh, wait, all these methodical. We feel a little Hawkins coming on, Bob. You better beat this down. It's going to break out. So, softly and tenderly, we're trying to say, the thing that you're trying to create can't be found because it can't be yet. Who would have ever heard us say, President Trump, do you mind building the wall 10 feet higher to piss on the Pope?
So, with Trump's wall, Dion, you said fear builds walls and love builds bridges.
No, we did not. We most absolutely did not. We said fear builds walls, never bridges. Love is a force field.
So is Trump's wall a manifestation of fear?
Yeah. Of course.
Well, I'm surprised to hear that Ion sounds excited about Trump's wall if it's emanating.
Thrilled to death. Now we're going to start making a separation of who's on the Lord's side. Choose ye now who you shall serve. Choose. Do what you want to do. We're not saying that Mexicans are vagrants. We're saying that if you want to have this war, build a wall. Get in the right way, or don't get in the right way, or go and kill yourself. That's the same wall. That wall is metaphorically referenced to what little men are dealing with right now.
Is he going to build a wall with Canada?
There won't be any reason to. There won't be anybody left. It's like Puerto Rico. Ain't but six people left in the whole damn country.
Well, Vancouver feels pretty crowded.
Well, look at the quality and the caliber.
Oh, yeah, I know it's rubbish.
You should open some new heroin dens. I hear they're all the rage.
So back to the Linkin Park song and the project. Let's play a little bit of Connect the Dots on that. Would the buyer that I talked about be interested in procuring such a thing?
We start the final war. Tell me what's worth fighting for. When we know there's nothing more, we take the hand or fist just to sell ourselves for this. 'Tis the past we least resist.
So this war that's being set up, is that just for shits and giggles?
Well, for us it is. Maybe not for you all. We think it's hysterical.
Is it between the little man and the ascending?
Oh, the song does it all for you. I'm my own casualty. I fuck up everything I see, fighting in futility. Perfect. It's all right there. Very good. You did good, number one.
With some of the other projects that we talked about, it always came back to you saying, oh, well, you don't design it, Chad. It designs you. So that made it sound like there's no action required on my part. Is that correct?
Well, down at the very end of the song, it's very clear. I'm my own casualty. I'm not allowed to say certain things. Aha! Try and do the other thing real quick.
Okay, like the song says, there's certain things I can't say, so I'm out of questions right now that I can say on the air here.
Hey, Chad, ask something on a topic that you're not involved in, you know, that you don't have a personal stake in. Just tap into your encyclopedic inventory.
So this whole business about Apple's encryption cracking, and now Apple's all upset because people are writing encryption cracking apps that he says are spreading like cancer.
Oh, don't you love it? We just love it.
Is this your work?
We told you. Well, no, wait. We told you. We already told you that. Why are you asking that? You know this. We already told you this. What we said was that the cloud they were building was artificial. It was not the cloud of glory. Move with the cloud. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. It's a pillar of fire by night and a cloud of glory by day. And you follow it. Now, we said that you had to have the pornographic version, so we've let them build a great big kingdom up. Now, Bob shares and stocks are all safe and fine, and he'll go short, so when it all goes crashing down, he'll be fine. So don't worry about Bob, okay? Just so you know, Bob's going to be all right. We don't speak of that. Bob's all right. The rest of you, your caveat emptor shall apply. All right. Now, then you come along, you have the imitation cloud. Then once everybody puts everything in the cloud, you've got people putting every picture naked and otherwise. Don't put your crooks and nannies on the internet, y'all, because they're going to look at them every way. They've hid every picture, every secret, every money, everything in this cloud. Now, since no one can crack it, it's the simplest, easiest thing in the whole wide world. It's just damn code, for Pete's sake, however beta. Then all of a sudden you get anything a little past cobalt and people get confused anymore, because the only good programming is the one that's obsolete, is the perfect one, right? Okay, so now what happens is the imitation one is presented. Now everybody can hack it. Now Apple doesn't have to give it up to the Loretta Lynch and the Department of Defense and the DOJ and the justice system. We're going to make you do the right thing. They ain't got to do shit. And if they're smart, they won't. So tell them to piss up a rope. Telephone. It's a telephone thing. If people put things in the telephone and lock it, that's their business, not our business. Burn it. That's how to solve it. Have to get one every day. That's not what you're asking. What you're asking is how we get to this sidebar of the cloud that everybody's put everything in that's now locked away. There are keys and there are loops and there are keyholes. And Bob, sitting on the mantle, the little bobblehead, waving his head, yes, you may pass, yes, you may pass, yes, you may pass, yes, you may pass. And others, no, 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 you may not pass. And you don't know the difference. The keys are the links that how this keys to the kingdom apply will undo this cloud. This cloud. Not our cloud. That's your carbon-based computing that you're going to do. Oh, wait, we weren't supposed to say that again, were we? Damn, there it is again. Bob, this is your fault. We don't know how just yet, but this is your fault. Running that damn mouth of yours. There it is again, again, again. Bob, Bob.
I apologize.
Bob, you did this. You did this. So that's how that flows. Isn't that fun?
So, Ion, are you...
When they take you off to jail, you say, Bob did this. I'm a pastor.
Just like my cousin said when he was going around kicking people possessed by Bob. Bob did this back in 1994 or whatever. I've already seen this.
Hey, dude,
I've already seen this movie, Ion.
Good question. Right, what is the encryption? What's the word that comes after encryption? You had a phrase. Apple's encryption something. Complaint? And this is Tim Cook, he complained about this the other day. I saw
that. Oh, yeah, he complained that apps that crack Apple's encryption so that people can read private information on Apple devices. He says these cracking apps are spreading like cancer.
So they're encryption apps?
They're actually decryption apps. You can crack open and read things that have been encrypted. So the cracker apps are spreading like cancer.
Saltine or Ritz?
So I want to know, I wanted to ask Ion if they, if Ion is the one cracking this stuff.
We just explained that, though, didn't we, number one? Didn't we just explain that, though?
Yeah, you did, Ion. You did. This is what I heard. He predicted that their cloud would be very fragile and would collapse on itself. That's what I think Tim Cook is saying.
So what I understand sounds like the ability to just crack that encryption easily in the pornographic cloud basically undoes the pornographic cloud.
Yep, you gotta stick with Bob. Come over and apply to Bob. As he said, I'm a little bobblehead on the mantle. You're in, you're not.
Right.
You're in.
And now we're starting to see hints of Bob's cloud because of what Jermaine experienced that she reported on Tuesday.
Yeah. Don't tell nobody that. Whatever you do, don't put it in the record. It's so forever. Don't.
Listen to this, Bob. When Jermaine called in and said that she was accessing the cloud and was explaining that on the show, Ion goes, don't tell number one. He's up in the airplane right now, and, you know, he'll want to hear this later on. So I get back to Vancouver the next day, and I'm listening to the archive, and I hear Jermaine explain that she could listen to Achieve Radio without being connected to the little man cloud or whatever. And then I heard Ion say, don't tell Chad because he's up in the plane right now. When I was up in the plane was about probably the same moment that they were saying that to Jermaine. I was actually in the plane, and I didn't pay for the Wi-Fi on the airplane, but I was still able to connect and Google things and read the Achieve Radio page and see the chat line. So it's funny because Ion totally called that out right at that moment that I was on the plane and was doing something similar.
Right. You were connecting where you shouldn't be able to connect.
Yeah, because I didn't take the option to buy the Wi-Fi on that flight, so I had no paid Wi-Fi connection. But I was still able to Google and read the Achieve Radio chat line.
Well, that's pretty good ESP that Ion's monitoring your chip body as he's addressing Jermaine and calling.
Yeah, while I was literally up in the cloud.
He's number one. What else you gonna do, Bob? Number one. Well, I mean, come on.
Okay,
number one.
That was a good topic, Chad. That was a good topic.
Yeah.
Get another topic.
Bob,
nothing to do with
once
you.
Once he has a little practice, Bob, isn't he going to be great at this?
Yes.
Just keep working with him. Just keep working with him, Bob. Chad, Bob's working hard for you. He's working hard for you, number one. He's working for you, working hard for you.
I can tell by the DJ quality.
Do you have another question? Nothing to do with you, Chad? Something that
will
help?
Well, it's going to have nothing to do with me, then. It's going to have nothing to do with the chip body, because then it'll always end up coming back to some shit about me.
That's something completely different.
We did a great thread about chocolate peanut butter cheesecake a little bit ago, and we gave a recipe.
No.
That didn't have anything to do with it. That was pretty good. But see, that's talking about food, and Bob hates talking about food unless it's his leopard's ice cream. Then he'll talk till he's blue in the face then, but he don't want to talk about anything else. That ridiculous green drink crap, you know, stuff. So It's all good. Sewage, seaweed, it's all good.
How are the English people doing over in England? How are things going there?
They're getting ready to vote and secede from the EU.
Will that pass?
Certainly. Okay, we are thrilled, to the chagrin of many.
Will that result in the rest of the countries in the EU starting to secede?
Well, it already has, hasn't it? When Deutsche, we said Deutsche Bank, Bob, are we supposed to say Deutsche Bank no more? Is it one of we supposed to say no more? I forget which one it was. It was Credit Suisse, but no, they're okay. And then,
no problem.
Then you said don't say anything about one of them, but I don't remember which one it was. Because you said we talked about ABN AMRO, and it blowed the fuck up. It's gone. We said, no, we can't do that. And then we said Barclays was trouble, and then you said, no, don't. I don't remember. Okay, number one, it's one of these we are desperately not supposed to talk about under any circumstances, under penalty of Bob Beth. Can we talk about this one? So I just can't ever get which one it is. It's so washfish. It comes and goes and waxes and wanes. We can't make hide nor hell of it all. So one of them banks that's not doing well might rhyme with Deutsche Bank, but we're not sure. Then comes back into a window to say when it fails, okay, there's no Geithner tarpaulin to jump. There is no tarpaulin to jump. Without a tarpaulin to jump, there is nothing to stop the hemorrhaging, the bloody flux. There is nothing to stop it. So therefore, you better get out and you better check twice, because we finna find out who's been naughty and who's nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. There is a Santa Claus, you know.
Are they going to be sifted out by Bob to decide which banks get some kind of a bailout?
No bailout. No free poker.
So it's just a free fall now.
That's bad. Well, you watch. You'll see. And see, your shorts, just like the Forex, the shorts will be so outstanding that you won't even be able to write shorts. Your calls and put.
And is that going to, will that spread to the Asian banking sector?
Except for Jack Ma. Jack Ma's going to be all right because Karen just adores Jack Ma. He's going to be all right.
Describe a little bit about what the post-banking world will look like if there's no bank to park money in.
Well, you're already paying to park money in the banks now. When you get a little bit of money and you try to put it in the bank, you're going to have to pay them bastards to hold your money. Topsy-turvy, we might say. And then on the flip side, then they'll have to pay you to borrow money, won't they? Instead of you paying interest, they'll have to pay you to borrow money.
So if someone takes out a mortgage, the bank will pay them to take on that mortgage.
They'll be thrilled to death to get some out because they're making money because they're charging you to keep your money there.
That sounds like an environment where no one actually wants to have the money in their hands. They want to pass it on like a hot potato.
Well, that's Bob. That's Bob. It's Bob. Bob.
That's so Bob. No one wants to hold money because it's going to cost money to hold money, so they're going to pass it all to Bob?
No, that's what Bob does. He doesn't even know what money is. Get this out of here. This is ridiculous. They send these little ridiculous pieces of paper, and we have to do something. And now, okay, how many quarts of ice cream may I have with this much money? I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Why do I need to know that for this?
When I pick Bob up at the airport in Vancouver, he goes over to the money changing counter. And before he walked up to the teller, he looked at me and he goes, how much money am I going to need for the next week in Vancouver? He goes, is $5,000 enough? $10,000? What do I need? Probably a couple hundred U.S. dollars will get you through Canada.
Yeah, he doesn't know because he doesn't know how much ice cream is there.
So in an environment where no one wants to hold money because it costs them to hold money, aren't people just going to, like, abandon it in back alleys and things like that?
But that's sort of what they're doing now, isn't it?
Stop.
Look at your, excuse us, pardon us. Look at your damn mouth. You take a little thing like something called Kinder Morgan. Okay? Now, everybody trading on this, you're probably going to hell or jail, so don't mess with this one, but we're telling you about it. If you look at Kinder Morgan and you look at the damn assets and how much, look it up. Just look it up. Just look it up. See what the P.E. ratio is and see how much dividend they're paying and see that this actual company owns all the right-of-way of all of Plantation Pipeline and all of the right-of-way that the power grid is sitting on. It actually owns the actual property itself. The asset alone is worth any amount of money. The shit went down to just about this side of $10 a share. And then people's little buddies, like Mr. Warren Buffett, decided that it might be a value indeed to hold and started spending $388.5 million on a little thing called Kinder Morgan, and it goes to $17 a share, and it's still just sitting.
Yeah, it looks like it's taken a real dive since less than a year ago, and it just started coming up again like a couple months ago. Is that when Buffett bought it?
Like a week ago.
Okay. I can't tell. I'm just reading it off the chart. It doesn't have every month detailed, so it could have been a couple weeks ago that it started climbing again.
The stock ran around $40, $50, and then it went to just practically 10.
Are going to start buying up shares in companies like Kinder Morgan so they can...
No, we are not. We're not the best thing that was going. They dumped. We're saying they dumped the damn stock, and it was nothing. It's probably worth $44, $48 a share if they broke the damn company up. And it's sitting at 17. They're dumping it. They're just dumping it, dumping it, dumping it, dumping it.
But is it a dividend stock, you said? It's income?
Does Kinder Morgan, Inc. pay a dividend?
Let me see. While I look that up, like in a larger scale, are you saying that these companies, more companies are going to start giving away dividends to get rid of cash? Is that a way of them abandoning money in the back alley by giving away dividends? I'm not answering. Maybe I have to put another quarter in the machine.
He's there. He's speaking, but no voices.
We have to answer. You have to answer your question before we answer yours.
Okay, so dividend on Kinder Morgan on the TSX is 50 cents a share.
So
if you give a dividend,
that would give what?
So the percentage or the interest rate on a stock owning in that money would be how much ratio?
The dividend yield, you mean?
Yes, yes.
Percentage-wise? 2.87%.
At which level, price level?
At the current price of $17.76.
If it's $17 a share and it pays 50 cents a quarter, that is $2 a year. It's more than 2 fucking percent, is it not, of $17?
Yeah, that 2.87% is just on the quarterly. It's not taking
into account annual. We're taking annual. Okay, multiply that times 4.
It's almost 12%. Wow.
Wow. How does that math work?
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot better than the risk-free rate.
So now you have Warren Buffett, who just dumped $38 million in this little nothing Kinder Morgan. It's now gone up from 12 to 1770. He's made that spread, and he's now getting, at the lower price, which is 21%, is now getting 21% per annum on $388 million. Pretty rough drag, huh? And the problem was is he didn't have any place to put $388 million because Jimmy Diamond's about to blow his fucking brains out. Can't take it much more.
Are these high dividend yields that are given out by companies like Kinder Morgan an example of people trying to just dump money in the back alley?
Anywhere they can dump it. It's like Bob. Bob's throwing it out in the garage. He don't want to take it to the street anymore, and it's filling up the library.
So people who are listening to this show who are pining to ask you how to find more cash, they should really not pursue that, correct?
They should call Jeffries. Jeffries might be better suited to help them.
Is that some financial house?
Do.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll check back on you. Let's see, give someone else a chance. That was good.
Yeah, thanks.
Welcome, number one.
Let's see.